Welcome to the Hoof and Fang podcast. I'm Kurt Graves.
And I'm Asthmatic.
And we were apart for a while, yes. And now we've come back together.
Mm-hmm.
So how the hell are you, and how the hell was last week?
I am good, and last week was fun and a little stressful. I'm trying to think of like the highlights so I don't just ramble on about travel for too long. But
it's a podcast,
so I guess it's all
good. Feel free to ramble.
Yeah, okay, fair.
That's what the people are here for.
Yeah.
It's just talking. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I will say, during my travels, I finished the first of the Spectral Files, and now I'm on book two, which you narrated.
Yay.
And I'm like 30% through it, and I'm just enjoying the shit out of it.
I'm better, right?
Of course. Of course you are.
All right. We've spent enough time together that you knew that the answer had to be immediate,
yes.
And affirmative.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. No questions. I was like, wow, what a jump in quality.
Yeah.
But no, I am actually legitimately loving it. But so enjoying the shit out of that. But we left Thursday and we're just flying with like a 3-hour layover in Chicago and stuff. And I was like, at that point, I feel like I should have just drove to fucking Chicago. Like, why did we do this?
Yeah, that's always the question flying out of GB.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you could just get to Chicago faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes the only flights to where you're going really are out of Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of getting there.
Exactly.
Like, I'm looking at my my flight to Portland for Queers and Quills.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, all roads lead through Chicago,
and
it just costs me a bunch more money to fly out of Green Bay and then go sit in Chicago for a while.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm just driving down to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I relocate to Arkansas, it's the same thing. They have a tiny little airport. So I'm like, there's layovers no matter what now. So either I just and the price isn't extraordinary, so that's fine. But it's either sit in like some other random airport for 3 hours, or maybe just drive somewhere that's 3 hours away.
Exactly.
Like the next biggest city. I don't know where that is, but,
I think Little Rock,
maybe, but like we're so far north, you could go to
another state.
Yeah.
Maybe so, St. Louis.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to check that for the future. I jumped the gun,
Kansas,
I think,
City,
earlier. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. I don't know maps.
I barely know like the states that border this state. So, anyway, so yeah,
Well, one of them is Canada.
Well, no, not this one. I'm in Arkansas. This one I got locked down all right, but Arkansas, I'm like, well, I know it's kind of where it is on the map. But yeah, so we get in and it's really late. I'm really tired. And because this area is kind of ballooning with population, like a lot of people are moving there for jobs, the infrastructure is not really set up to accommodate the amount of people there.
Right.
So we immediately hit traffic and I was like completely pissed off because here you really don't get traffic like that. Like it's
not unless there's an accident.
Yeah. An accident
or a Packer game.
Yeah. So I got really spoiled to that. So when I got in and had to go deal with traffic, I was like, this is bullshit. Like immediately mad, which was not fair for my first impression of the city because it was like, I was tired and hungry and I just wanted to get to the hotel. The next day, when it wasn't crazy as hell, it actually is not too bad. Like the area is kind of tiny, and all the like big poppin' places that they told me about are also very tiny.
Right.
But they do have some really cool stuff set up. Like there's a cool museum that's like an awesome art museum that's also outdoors, so you can go walk in the nature, and there's like exhibits and stuff outside.
That's really cool.
Yeah, which is nice.
Plus you save a ton of money on building maintenance.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they were smart. They were smart.
Yeah.
They're like, just put it in the fucking woods.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's really
no like, paintings, I assume.
I don't think so. It's probably sculptures, but I don't really know.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of cold, not terribly cold for us, but it was like soggy and just cold. So we didn't do any of the outdoor stuff. But apparently there's like e-bikes everywhere. And because of where I'm working, the e-bikes are free. So I get to like zip around with e-bikes all the time when they're out. But again, it was cold, so I didn't see any, but, it was cool. Like just getting to meet my coworkers for the first time, which was really fun. And everyone is like huggy and great. I figured out that my boss really is underwhelmed with the city because he's from South Africa. Like I think he's from Johannesburg.
Oh,
so he was like, yeah, this is a real culture hub. Like, he's not.
Listen,
impressed.
Buddy, if you didn't do your research,
I know.
That's
like,
on you.
You moved here, man.
Right?
But yeah, he's like really just snarky about it because he was like, I mean, the lack of Disney World's one thing, but we have a Starbucks. I'm like, just listen. I was like, there's a lot of really cool.
The lack of Disney World?
He was like, I guess since we don't have a Disney World, we could just go to Walmart or something. And I'm like, you're so snarky.
Okay, first of all, as a teenager, I spent a lot of really fun nights in Walmart.
Dude, it's the most fun I ever had.
It used to be, I mean, I don't know if it's still the same way, but back when you felt safe letting your kids leave the house.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And at least one of them had a license.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to Walmart and spend hours there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Me and my friends used to drive to Venus, Texas, which was 45 minutes like west of where we lived, because there was a lone Whataburger by a truck stop that we just decided was our place to hang out because we just wanted to go drive.
There you go.
And we just did that. It was a stupid fast food thing, but it was the place to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really cool. We spent way too much money on food and going out like for drinks and stuff, as you do.
Can relate.
Yeah. So that was a blast. And then I'm trying to think if anything monumental really happened.
I mean, you found a place to live.
We did. Yes.
That's pretty monumental.
That's a little bit of a nugget there. Yeah. So we did find a cool place.
That was the purpose of the trip.
Exactly.
Was to make sure you had a place to land once you got there.
Yeah. So we got that locked down, which was fantastic. It's a cute little 3-bedroom rental house. We know the owner, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
He was like in the throes of renovations when we were there. It looks really pretty.
Right.
So, and it's really close to that cool museum and shit. So I think we knocked it out of the park. I'm hoping at least while we were there, everything seemed really nice and quiet. It was like a bunch of like just old people living out there. So I was like,
you think the guy you knew just went around to all the neighbors and was like, please guys, for 1 hour,
really
shut up. Yeah. I need to trick these people into living in this house.
Yes. I will give you all $5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if that was the case, he did a great job because everyone seemed pretty chill.
There you go. He earned it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got that locked down.
What's
so now,
the neighborhood like?
It's
very residential.
Residential. It's like, it's older houses. Like I think the one we snagged was built in the 90s, but kind of like in a charming way.
Okay. So fuck you for calling something older. That's younger than me.
Well, it's younger than me too.
I was born in the 80s.
I was also
this
born
house
in the
80s. Is not older.
Well, I really wanted to try to snag something that was built within the 10 years, but that's not going to happen. So we
older.
A charming, youthful house who still has a lot of life left.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say. Sorry. Slip of the tongue. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that was good. And it was a real stroke of luck.
Yeah.
And
yeah, really
kismet
was.
When you found that place. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I was one of those like, knows a guy. Who
you
knows
barely
a guy.
Even found it. It was like the universe was like, here's a house.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Reached out to somebody who I happened to work with. 100 years ago, he was like, oh, hey, BT Dubs, I have a house ready to go if you're interested. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was, we kind of joked about this earlier, but things are kind of lining up so well that I'm getting nervous that it's like a monkey paw situation, like some type of weird thing's going to happen.
Did you pick up a monkey paw?
No.
Okay. Well then.
So I think we're fine. Right. But I just kept being like, I feel like some type of curse is being set because I keep being like, things are going great. So, but we'll see. But everything seems to be.
I mean, there will be bumps and obstacles along the way. There always is.
Yeah.
You're moving states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just got to be ready.
Exactly.
It's like, they're going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, we're about to go
through.
But
it's nice that this wasn't one of them.
Right. So the finding the house, the location, my coworkers, all of that stuff, smooth sailing.
Right.
So I bet the packing, the caravanning, all that shit will be plenty as stressful.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about curses or whatever. Right. So yeah, that's my trip in a quick nutshell. How was your trip? Because you also traveled.
Yeah. Yeah. I took a quick trip down to Galveston, which I had been to before. As a forensics coach, like with my students, there was a nationals in Houston and we took a day and went and hung out in Galveston on the beach. And John and I have this timeshare situation and one of the resorts we can stay at is in Galveston.
Sweet.
So he had a conference in Houston. So we're like, let's go down there for a few days and just chill.
Yeah.
Now it's not tourist season for Galveston.
No.
It's very much off season. Mm-hmm. So the weather was good for like a day. And right. otherwise it was kind of warm, but very rainy.
That tracks.
But, you know, the seawall down in Galveston is really impressive. Just miles
yeah.
of the Gulf mm-hmm. That they have preserved and like have beach area for you to hang out. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, all of that area is developed for tourists.
Yeah.
Some of which was open, some of which wasn't.
Makes
so
sense.
We got there, we got to our place, you know, it's just like all the other places that we've been to on in this timeshare situation.
Yeah.
But it's nice because we do get our own kitchen.
Nice.
So we did a little shopping and like got some breakfast stuff so that we wouldn't have to go out for every single meal. Cause right. otherwise you are going out a lot.
Yeah, constantly.
When you vacation. Mm-hmm. And so we got there, we went to bed. The next day we got up, we went and explored, Pleasure Pier, which is not as dirty as it sounds.
Somebody has to have a book series like named after that.
We should look it up.
Yeah.
But it's an old pier mm-hmm. that has had many lives and right. is currently a theme park. Not really theme park, but like a place for rides and stuff.
Okay.
So we went there and we didn't go on any rides, but we just kind of like walked the pier and looked at all the rides mm-hmm. and they were selling beer, so we're like, great, let's get a couple beers and just sit and look at the ocean and mm-hmm. like experience this time in the sun. Mm-hmm. Glad we did, because we didn't see a lot of sun the rest of the trip.
Naturally.
There's also, I'm a big fan of HGTV and like home remodeling shows, and there is a show that takes place in Galveston.
Nice.
And those people have renovated an old drugstore into an ice cream shop, so we went to that ice cream shop right away.
Yeah.
Saw a little bit of the downtown area, and then went to dinner and went back and like just super, super chill.
Love that.
Days.
Yeah.
And then the next day it was a little rainier, so we did some inside stuff. Mm-hmm. John did a couple things without me. He went to like a national park that was like sand dunes or whatever, and I was like,
cool,
I'm good.
Yeah.
And then he went to like an aquarium/botanical garden, and I was like, I would have gone with him, mm-hmm. except that the price of the ticket was like over $50. And ooh. I was like, oh, I'm not going to get $50 worth of
entertainment.
I was
yeah.
already like trying to get him to let me to bring my iPad, my AirPod, AirPods, so that like when I got bored at the botanical garden, I could at least like listen to something.
Yeah.
And then we looked up the price of the ticket and I was like, oh no. Mm-mm. We're not spending that kind of money for me to go and listen to an audiobook. I can do that from anywhere.
Yeah.
So he did that. I went to a coffee shop. One night we knew that drag queen. Oh, it was the day of the Super Bowl. So it was I think, our first full day there. Mm-hmm. Instead of watching the Super Bowl, we went and did drag queen bingo.
Love that.
Which was great fun.
That's so cool.
I won twice, but had to share the win both times. And then in like the one of them, there was like a tie breaking game that I lost. So even when I win, I lose. that's just my motto. I'm not a lucky person. but it was a lot of fun, and it was cool to like see one of the gay bars in Galveston. There are a couple, but it was nice to go and support that local business. And
awesome.
We had a good time doing that. And then yeah, I flew home Wednesday, just in time for the first winter storm that came through the Midwest and other parts of the United States. Mm-hmm. Y'all know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because it was all over the news.
Yeah.
And I got to Detroit, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sat in Detroit for about 10 hours.
Oh my God, 10 hours?
I had a pretty long layover already.
Mm-hmm.
That just kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed.
Shit.
So I ended up leaving, like finally, like leaving around 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
But you gain an hour.
That's great.
You know, going from Detroit to Green Bay. So then I landed around 11:30 p.m. And by the time I had dug out my car, because mm-hmm. it had snowed,
of course,
you know, several inches, and I had to get all that off the car. Ugh. And got home. It was well after midnight, and I was so like just wired that like I could not fall asleep. I think mm-hmm. it was up until like 2:30 before my brain was finally like, okay, you can go to bed now.
Mm-hmm.
Jeepers. But of course, it was also at like 6 the next day. It was like, and time to wake up. So, and then like John was at his conference. So I was kind of like just home alone, and I picked up the boys, which was thankfully my parents were watching them. And so we didn't have to worry about them for a few days.
Yeah.
But I ran down and picked them up Thursday after getting some house stuff done. Mm-hmm. And then I still had Friday off because I had finished all my work previously.
Sweet.
And good thing I did, because I finally got my COVID booster.
Mm-hmm.
I am my brain.
That booster's kicking your ass.
I could tell. No, this was like, I could tell about a half an hour ago. I was like, ooh, I could take a nap right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a great time to record a podcast. But I had gotten my COVID booster because I knew I didn't have to work. And then this one hit me so hard.
Really?
This latest one hit me, I think, hardest of all of the boosters.
Dang.
Not quite as bad as actually having COVID, but it hit me real bad.
Damn.
And I felt it like through a good part of Saturday as well.
That sucks.
It wasn't just Friday. Yeah. But basically, I felt like crap all day Friday and did nothing. So yay for having a day off, but also did nothing.
Exactly.
Did nothing.
Couldn't enjoy it because you felt like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, second huge snowstorm came through. So I had to get out there and plow all that snow before picking up John from the airport that night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was like I had set myself up for a really wonderful couple of days, just kind of like living single.
Yeah.
Like comfy in my own home.
Yeah.
With no other responsibilities or human beings to have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I could be totally selfish and self-absorbed.
Yeah.
And then I felt like crap and then had to spend the day like removing snow because there was so much of it. Like so much snow, you couldn't just do it once.
Mm-hmm.
You had to take a couple passes.
That sucks.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
To move it. So yeah, it's definitely a white winter out there right now. And.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh is right.
Ugh.
So yeah, so that was my weekend. It was a really lovely trip. It was so nice to have the time alone and to just kind of get to connect with my husband.
Yeah.
A nice actual vacation where we didn't have a lot to do and we slept in, we did stuff if we wanted to. We didn't do stuff if we didn't want to.
Best kind of vacation.
We did one night of just like pizza and watching DVDs from the community center that's at this resort.
That's great.
I was like, we can get anything we want on Netflix and just like put it on the TV. And John was like, no, let's go get DVDs. And
I love
like,
that actually. It kind of sounds fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. So we watched Legally Blonde 2.
Yes.
And The First Wives Club.
Great.
And ate pizza. And
this sounds like a lovely evening.
It was.
It just sounds so great.
It was.
Yeah.
So. And also, I had time to read a book.
Oh, what did you read?
Not an ebook.
Like
not an audiobook.
Oh.
A physical book.
Those still exist?
Yes. Some of them are behind you.
They're right behind me.
They're usually just trophies that I...
That's how I am too. I'll read an ebook and then I claim a physical copy so I can...
If you really like it. Yeah. Yeah. No, I read TJ's sequel to The House in the Cerulean Sea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Somewhere Fantastic. Beyond the Sea. I finally had a... And like I was kind of in like a, man, I don't know what to read. Nothing's really appealing to me phase. And so the day before we flew out, I picked it up. I was like, I'm just going to read a couple pages. If it doesn't hook me, I'm not going to bother bringing it with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just bring my Kindle and it'll be fine. I'll figure something out.
Right.
And yeah, just like within a couple pages, I was like, this is it. This is a book I'm reading on vacation. And thanks to a 10-hour layover, I was able to read the whole thing.
I guess that's the one silver lining of being stuck at an airport.
Right? Like, I literally finished the book waiting, like, in the plane as the flight out of Detroit was being de-iced.
Jeez.
Which, thankfully, they did. Because, like, did you see about the crash in Houston?
No. Ooh, that's scary.
A Delta flight... crashed in Houston, a wing got ripped off and then it flipped over.
Oh,
everybody made it out alive.
Good God, that's amazing.
But
they
made
it out. Not that they crashed.
Bad weather, bad landing, crash, flip. Which like would have been a super shitty way to end my vacation.
Yeah, that would have been something else.
I would have been complaining about that.
Yeah.
I would have had a lot to complain about.
I would have been a little pissed off if you didn't say anything
until this moment.
I've been like, okay, I know we said to save it for the podcast, but what is wrong with you?
No. No flights into Green Bay, to my knowledge, have flipped over on landing.
Good.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's, it was just, you know, it's so nice to get away and, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. not that I like taking a break from our lovely listeners friends in the internet.
Of course.
Out there in podcast land.
But it's always important to have those moments of decompression and relaxation. I haven't been to Galveston since I was like 17, I think, because me and Shin used to road trip out there. And I think my family might be from there. I think they're all dead, like that side of the family is all dead now, but pretty sure I have some ties there. But yeah, me and Shin used to road trip down to Galveston during the summer in her shitty little geo tracker.
Oh my God.
It was like this little boxy piece of garbage car that we loved with our whole hearts. And we would drive it down to Galveston and stay in like the cheapest hotel that we could afford and like share dinners the whole time because we barely had any money. Yeah. So we were 17. I don't think neither one of us had a job. So it was just chores money we saved for the entirety of the year so we can go to Galveston.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was so much fun. Yeah.
That had to be a fun memory.
It really, I love it. It's like one of my favorite things. But yeah, I don't think I've been back there since then. I'm due for another trip.
It is a cool place, mm-hmm. even just naturally.
Yeah.
You know, just to have that Gulf to be able to like sit on the beach. And I imagine if the weather was warm, we would have spent some more time, you know, just hanging out on the beach instead of hanging out in our room. But, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of jellyfish because Shin would get stung every year.
Oh, I didn't say go in the water.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't go in the water now, but when we were kids, yeah,
sure.
Super fun. But now I'd be like, no, there's sea bugs in there. I'm not going in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a cool place. Like I recommend it for folks who have never been. Mm-hmm. I think now that I've been twice and I've experienced it as an adult, I'm not sure it'll be like high on my list of places to go back to.
Probably not.
And if we were to go back, I would choose a different season to experience it in a different season.
For sure.
Even though I'm sure it was a steal to do all the things that we did. And also just like to never have to wait.
Yeah.
Like we never really had to wait in a line. We never had to wait at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. It was always just like, here you go.
Yeah. During the summer, definitely the place to be.
Yeah. So. I do wish it had been busier at the gay bar, but I think that might also just have been a result of the fact that it was the Super Bowl. And so I'm sure people were throwing Super Bowl parties and like people were there instead of going to the bar.
Right.
But apparently they do it a Sunday? Every Sunday night.
That's cool.
Drag Queen Bingo.
Yeah, so after in that area.
Island Time in Galveston.
So cool.
Go support gay businesses.
Yay. Love that.
So, yeah. So, yeah, but now we're back and we can kind of, I at least can kind of get into a routine as you prepare to chop your life up into bits and pieces and ship it to another area.
Yeah.
I get to be routine for a little while until May when I take a trip to Portland.
Ooh, yeah. I'll be there.
You're like, ooh.
Wait a second. Yes, I'm also going to be there.
You are also doing that. So, and for those who may have forgotten or didn't hear the previous episode, we have started interviews for Queers and Quills, the official podcast. Mm-hmm. So that will be coming your way very soon. Watch for an announcement on that in the coming days or weeks. And it's just a chance to get to know even more authors telling queer stories.
Yes. So cool.
So. And especially if you're going to be seeing us in Portland, like go listen to the podcast, learn about these people, be able to say, hello, I too like this thing you talked about.
You know? It's a good conversation starter. I'm also bad with words today.
Yeah. So that'll be coming soon. And other than that, all the usual stuff, guys, just go find us on our website. Our Patreon's still hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still doing bonus content for that, including we are watching Animorphs and reacting to the television series, which is great fun, and special bonus episodes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's what we got going on. And then we will be back in your ear holes next week.
Yeah. So we'll see you then.
Bye.